This podcast is sponsored by Stoner's Bar and Grill, Cirencester. Telephone 01285 642 006. This podcast is also sponsored by the Fryer Tuck Fish and Chip Shop, Cirencester. Telephone 01285 654 263. Or visit www.thefryertuck.co.uk.
Ahoy hoy, podcasters, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And welcome to episode 20 of That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.
It's your weekly digest of all the news that is Star Wars, everything you want to know, all wrapped up in one nice little package.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
So our Pav's a bit bunged. He's a little bit snotty.
I've got the sniffles. But that's no problem.
Because that's no problem. It's a podcast.
Because you people in YouTube land won't catch anything.
But no, it's all good.
You may find me doing this a lot, a lot.
Try and avoid that one. That one. It's never romantic, that
No.
One.
So there we go. So, Neil, you have the stories for the week.
Yes,
what has tickled your fancy this week?
Well, first off, it is exclusive new Force Awakens music is coming to us on vinyl, a special edition. It's been released with brand new artwork from UK artist Dan Mumford. It features Captain Phasma and a number of First Order troops standing amid ruins, and then folds out to reveal an aerial view of Kylo Ren on the Starkiller base catwalk, watching his father plummet to his doom. The double LP is from I Am Shark and is available now. I love this because vinyl last year, I think, outsold CD for the first time in however many years. And also, if you're an avid Star Wars collector or a vinyl collector, there's nothing better than having exclusive artwork. The gatefold sleeves, which if anybody's watching this on YouTube land and they don't know vinyl and gatefold sleeves, those are the sleeves that open up to show you a lovely image of whatever. I always had a great War of the Worlds vinyl, which had lovely opening artwork and also came with a book. So while you were listening to the story and the music of Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, you could look at the pictures. So this does intrigue me. Now, I haven't seen a price bracket for this yet, but I think somebody had written below it's like £75, UK pounds.
Wow.
So,
I mean, I know that vinyl is expensive. I mean, so is it brand new music or is it just
the remastered soundtrack?
Right. Okay.
And it's been, I'm not sure whether it's got new music in. I think it's only one vinyl, so with your A and B side, like we used to always have. But it's got that gatefold sleeve. It's just a collector's dream, I think.
Yeah.
And it's only, I believe it's only limited. I don't know how many.
Right. Okay. So, did you like the soundtrack to The Force Awakens?
I like parts of it. Yeah.
Okay.
But to me, I mean, I love vinyl anyway, so much so that I've been up in my mum and dad's loft, I've been to my brother's and collected, and I've got all my vinyl back out, and I just remember, it's brought it all flooding back to me how much I love vinyl, taking it out of the sleeve, putting it on the turntable. What's this to do with Star Wars? A lot, because I quite fancy buying that.
You're going to buy it, are you?
I don't know. I have to Aminar, because obviously...
Yeah.
It's that, but I would like it. Mm. I would like it and be able to listen to that with the crackle and just putting it on and sitting down and studying the artwork. Like, I mean, that was the thing. I used to sit for hours just looking at the pictures, reading, because quite often the inside was the lyrics. Like,
yeah.
We're not going to have lyrics on the Star Wars one. But if they're the great pictures, like they're saying, you can study those pictures and just admire all the artwork. I know it sounds really nerdy, doesn't it? And everything to it. Are you a fan of vinyl, Pav?
I haven't listened to vinyl for a long, long time. So I don't know. Even when vinyl was a thing, I used to prefer tapes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just used to like it was a nice little oblong thing. Yeah. Whereas vinyl was very... I mean, don't get me wrong, I used to love getting vinyl. But when it was... And then when CDs were a thing, I got CDs and the vinyl sort of just petered away.
It did. It almost vanished, didn't
it? Yeah, but I mean, I don't understand, because I do understand why it's so expensive. And it's always weird that everybody lauded CDs because there's no crackle and it's fun and you can eat your breakfast off it and it's unbreakable and all this stuff and you can scratch it with a nail and it'll still play, which was bollocks.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was absolute rubbish. Crap. I can still remember breakfast television frying an egg.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then wiping it off and then putting it in the CD player and then it would work.
Yeah. Don't try that.
But I think now that they were mass produced, they were obviously just not made as well as that. But now it's... What always makes me laugh is when you hear a song and then they put the crackle of a record on at the start of it. And you think, people moaned about that. They wanted that. I mean, it's obviously got a nice... I can never tell.
It's nostalgia, I think, a lot of it.
Isn't that what Star Wars is all about now? It's nostalgia.
Exactly. And going back to vinyl, that when you first opened, took the cellophane off the record... And the smell of the vinyl, I just absolutely love it. And then when you first drop the needle down and you don't know what to expect. And
I mean, I must admit, the first couple of times I listened to the actual soundtrack, which was on CD. No, I downloaded it off of a downloadable place. iTunes. That made me sound like it was dodgy. Off of iTunes. And I think it was the same as when I saw the movie, that it didn't strike me like... most Star Wars, there was no main themes. But the more and more I've listened to it, the more and more I've watched the movie. The Kylo Ren theme is really good. The Rey theme is really good. The moment, spoilers, when Han Solo dies is a fantastic bit. That whole scene is perfect. Mm. With the fact that there isn't any music when it actually happens until straight afterwards.
Right, yeah.
You know, it doesn't build up to anything. There is absolute silence and then it happens.
Yeah. But to be fair, with a lot of the Star Wars movies, apart from the main theme of Star Wars, you don't remember instantly that music. Because I remember with Phantom Menace.
I don't know.
Instantly.
The Phantom Menace, the Jewel of the Fates.
Yeah, but you see, I don't recall
that. Don't you?
Not instantly.
Because
I was probably being washed over by what I was seeing and thinking it was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
To be fair, in each of the three prequels, I know that they... have their knockers, but each one has a really signature piece of music.
Yeah.
Jewel of the Fates, you've got the love theme in Attack of the Clones, and then you have the, is it Jewel of the Heroes or something? I can't.
The one set on the
line. On Mustafar, when they're fighting, which all three of them are fantastic bits of music. And they're all... Happy birthday to John Williams.
I was just going
to
say, speaking of that, it's John Williams' birthday today. Happy birthday, John Williams. 85? He is.
85? Keep going, sir. Keep going. Yeah.
So it's one I'm tempted in, personally, because...
I think what I'll do is I'll let you buy it for £75.
You'll borrow it.
No, I'll just come and listen to it, because I haven't got a record player.
Right, so next up, with the rumour mill still in full swing after the predictions that the first trailer for The Last Jedi would be shown at the Super Bowl... the next predictions are that it will follow Rogue One and The Force Awakens pattern. So this would then be one at the celebrations, which would be in April, one in July, and then one in the autumn/fall, whichever you want to put. But the only difference being that The Force Awakens did release a trailer in the November the year before, which Rogue One didn't follow. So...
But I think the reason they did that was because there had been so long.
Yeah.
You know, you'd had 11 years since Revenge of the Sith. Obviously 30-odd years since Return of the Jedi. I think that was the reason why they did one so early.
Yeah.
To let everyone know, hang on a minute, look, there's a Star Wars film coming.
To build that anticipation.
Exactly. Whereas now, everybody knows there's a Star Wars film coming. Well, not everybody, but everybody that is interested knows that there's a Star Wars film coming every year.
I would imagine most people on the planet are looking forward to Episode 8, aren't they?
Yeah, but I still don't think that people realise that there's a Star Wars film. People that aren't in that bubble.
No, I suppose.
When I talk about it, when I have to explain to them that, yeah, we've got a Star Wars film coming every year. Every year? Yeah, but then you got this one, then you got the standalone, then you got this. So, yeah, I think everybody is up to speed with it, but...
But it would make sense to follow the same pattern with the trailers, wouldn't we? We got the celebrations coming in April again in Florida, isn't it? Then it would be summertime, July, to hit the summer peak season, your Independence Day in the States sort of a period. And then the fall, the final trailer. I think I can't see why they would change that form.
And then, of course, you'll just get TV spot. It's going to be that first, when the first trailer drops, and you get that first inkling of what...
The tone
of the movie is going to be, exactly. It seems a no-brainer. Not for a minute I thought they were going to show one during the Super Bowl, because why spend $5 million on a minute's advertising when you've got a whole convention
exactly.
to drop what you want for free?
Yeah, and everybody's tuning in and around the world.
Exactly. So, yeah, for me, it was a no-brainer for that, to be honest.
But, I mean, they were going in full swing like the rumour mill does. And, what would you like to see in the first trailer? I think we've spoken before.
I said to me, if it was a 20-second, 30-second clip. I mean, the first teaser trailer was 90 seconds, wasn't it, of Force Awakens. I just want to see Luke. I just want to see Luke light his lightsaber. If it was 10 seconds and that's all it was...
Do you know, they might even do what they did before and you not see Luke in the first trailer.
I don't know if they can get away with that anymore, because it has to be... Especially now the title is The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying, well, that's got to be Luke.
Well, think about Rogue One. They didn't show Darth Vader till the second trailer.
But that's different, because the movie wasn't about Darth Vader.
I suppose.
Was it? I mean, Darth Vader, that was a cameo from Darth Vader. This movie's called The Last Jedi. They spent all of The Force Awakens looking for Luke.
Yeah.
They've now found him.
You don't see him at all till the end of that movie.
I mean, to me...
Flashback.
To me, it's set up so that, like, all of the... all of the boxes are going to be... It's going to have Luke's face on it.
Mm.
Everything is going to be... It's going to be...
Luke-centric.
It is. It's going to be absolutely centred on... If the movie had been called anything but The Last Jedi, I would have thought, well, maybe it'll be quite mysterious and dark, but everybody wants to see what Rey and Luke are talking about right at the start of the movie.
Well, they're not going to show that in the trailer, will they?
What I'm saying is that... It's not like they're going to spend another 40 minutes before introducing Luke. Do you know what I mean?
And flashback.
It would be really, really weird if they did that, because this is what everybody wants. And like I say, for me as a trailer, just like in some sort of cave, it's all dark and you just see almost like that, the scene with Vader in Rogue One, the green lightsaber flies up and he puts it up to his face and you see it's Luke and maybe he says something or maybe he just smiles. And that's it. That's all I'd want. Yeah. What would you want for it?
No, I do want to see Luke. That's what I said before. I'd really want to see Luke and the lightsaber just switch on or something. Something about Luke being a Jedi.
Yeah, if they go with the same format that they did for The Force Awakens, it needs to have that nerdgasm moment in all the trailers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you had the Millennium Falcon in the first one.
Yeah.
So as soon as everyone saw the Millennium Falcon, everybody lost their shit. Yeah. You had Chewie, We're Home. In the second one, which was a massive moment, and then I think that the moment in the third trailer, like the international trailer, was when Kylo Ren puts the lightsaber and put it. That was a bit that made me go, "Oh my god!" So they need to do that. So, see, I seriously think there's going to be something of Luke showing what kind of power he's got.
Yeah.
So, grabbing a TIE fighter out of the air and throwing it, or something like that, that's going to make you go, "Ah."
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And it's going to be where you'll see so many trailer reactions of geeks just...
And likewise, you said about the international trailer, like the Japanese or the Chinese trailer, when they drop those, there's always that extra little bit as well, which is...
The majority of it is stuff you've seen, but that'll be just a little clip.
And you'll be like, ooh!
Well, maybe not quite so camp, but...
ooh! Yeah. Well, it won't be long. I mean, it's not long away now, is
not
it?
At all.
A couple of months.
What's next?
So, it is saying that this year's Force Friday... Now, for people that don't know what Force Friday is, it's the day that the stores release all the toys.
Ooh, lovely.
So, for The Last Jedi, it'll be toys time. They are saying it will be September the 1st this year. Now, The Force Awakens was September the 4th. A Rogue One was September the 30th. So, it does make sense that they would... release the toys the same month. Now, I know that you're a fan of the toys and you enjoy the Star Wars merchandise. I mean, since you were little, likewise with me, you were little is what, you know, you had all the toys when you were little. What toy would you like to see? So what would you like them to do now? They've done like the drone of the Millennium Falcon, which looks fabulous. Looks fantastic. I haven't bought one myself because I know that much money. It's just going to be used a couple of times and then collect dust. But is there anything you think to yourself with the technology today? I'd love that.
A real lightsaber.
Oh, yeah. Right. With kids at home. Yeah. Cutting off their arm.
I don't know. I mean, I've never had the money to be able to buy like the proper lightsabers, you know, the metal ones, the ones that we've like, Nibsy came in with, during the radio show a couple of weeks ago. I've not got the money to buy the things that I would love to get. I mean, like I've got on the wall behind the camera, plastic lightsabers that are the cheapest ones you can buy and they are not screen accurate at all. What I would love is to get a Luke Skywalker like proper lightsaber. That's the sort of thing that I would like. But you don't know, like, I think Kylo Ren's going to get a little bit of a redesign. I don't think he's going to be the same.
Also with that, I think there's going to be a new baddie, and usually the baddies look cool. Sometimes they're underused, Captain Phasma.
Benicio Del Toro. I think he's going to be the main baddie.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a main baddie.
My thought is that when Snoke said to Hux, get Kylo Ren and bring him to me, I want to finish his training, I think that it's Benicio Del Toro that is going to finish his training. I think that he is something to do with the Knights of Ren, or he has something to do with maybe the Sith or something, but he's a bad. I would hate it if he is just like a member of the Senate.
Yeah.
And he just stands there like Jimmy Smits and does nothing. Just because he looks like a badass.
He does.
You've only got to see him in Sicario to see what kind of badass he can be.
Yeah.
Like a silent assassin kind of thing. So that's my thought anyway.
But you get excited for the toys?
You'll
watch it when they do the live.
I'm the same. I've grabbed, my wife bought me Orson Krennic in a pop figure and I saw Darth Vader. And I'm still buying little bits, and even though I keep saying that's it, no more. But when it comes to episode 8 and Luke and there'll be a new Leia and all the different... you're gunning, aren't you?
But I think what I was thinking is, you know, that with the Rogue One, we had the wonderful BB-8 that you've got that's remote
control. Yeah.
And then, like, the drones for the Millennium Falcon, those are just cool as anything. I think they'll do something big for it.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know, they'll be the big... Try and get that big toy for Christmas, which... Yeah. Rogue One, I didn't think really went for it, did it? Not really. I mean,
no. I mean, to be fair, they're going to be up against it with Baby Groot, to be honest. I think Baby Groot is going to be the toy of the year.
If they do it well.
There's going to be loads of them.
and why not? Because it's cool.
But I can't wait. That's September, isn't it?
Yeah, that should be fun. Always fun. Right, so next up is 2019. It's going to be quite a big year in the Star Wars field. So not only have we got episode 9, whatever that will be called, we have the opening of Star Wars Land in Florida and California at the same time. Question is, Pav.
Yeah.
What would you like to see in your own Star Wars Land theme park?
I want to be able to, there's a couple of things. I want to be able to go to the cantina and buy some blue milk.
Yeah,
I think the same as like at Harry Potter World, you can go and get butterbeer.
And the Simpsons, you can get Moe's, can't you?
No, I am not. And I want there to be some kind of thing where you can sit in the Millennium Falcon and ride it.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Yeah, or not necessarily sit in the Millennium Falcon, but go in the where the guns are.
Yeah.
And do that.
They'll do that trench run.
Or the trench run. Yeah, it'll be something like that. But where you could, or, I mean, we never got a chance to go on it, I can't remember what it was called now, but when we saw Peri Nemiroff, she was from Columbus, she was just coming out of it.
Yeah.
Like the virtual reality, which is supposed to be amazing.
Yeah.
Now, by 2019, you can imagine that they could do that as a mass thing. So,
well, I mean, we had it when we went to Universal, didn't we? And we went through the King Kong thing.
That's right.
Because that now is all just 3D virtual reality.
It'd have been fantastic if I hadn't dropped my glasses. Oh, yeah. So I didn't see what was going on.
When you dropped them, I thought you completely lost them. We finished the ride and then just there.
So I could have watched it. Yeah. But I think something like that would be amazing to be able to see, like, hold a lightsaber and then be fighting against people and stuff like that.
I mean, they're going to immerse you right in the world, aren't they? It's going to be, the money they're spending on it, apparently it's going to be very big.
Yeah.
So what, it's taken over space... What do they call it?
It's Discovery Land or something, something like that.
It's taken over a whole world, isn't it? It's bigger than the Harry Potter one.
And the thing is, 2019 is when I'm 50.
Oh.
And it's also my wife and ours 25th wedding anniversary.
So there you go.
So we're saving at the moment to go to Disney Florida. World in Florida. That's what we're aiming for that year. Now, I knew that it was going to be around that time. So I'm hoping that we're going to come. And the trouble is, it's going to be absolutely packed.
Of course it is.
So I said to my wife that we're going to try and go away for like 3 weeks. And she asked me if there's anything I wanted to do. I said, look, you just give me 3 days, because we've done Disney World before, yeah. and we've been to Disneyland Paris. But I said, I want 3 days in Star Wars Land, just the Star Wars Land. The rest of the time, we'll do whatever you want to do. But I just want 3 days there so I can do everything I want to do, because it'd be the only chance I'll ever get to do it.
Just think of the merch that you're going to get.
That's the thing. It's going to be
one of them. Take a spare suitcase. Yes,
but they said that it's going to be, you'll be walking the streets like it's Mos Eisley, and there are going to be characters and droids walking around to interact with you. So it's almost, you just will be placed straight in to Mos Eisley or wherever it is. It's going to be amazing.
You're going to be on the Death Star, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's going to have all of the different things.
Yeah.
And obviously, there'll be ties into what will be episode 9 then. The other thing, I don't know whether and this is just going slightly off. Did you see the story about how the titles are linking into a sentence?
The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi.
So it makes sense. The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi. Wonder if the next three, the episode 9 will make just that an actual sentence.
Question mark. Star Wars episode 9. Question mark.
The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi.
Question mark.
After a wank.
Just could be anything. Oh, that makes sense. That's perfect.
And also, I didn't realise until somebody mentioned it on the internet that The Last Jedi was in the original crawl, was in the crawl for The Force Awakens.
Yeah, I knew that.
And so you sort of think, well, it's there in plain sight.
Yeah, it says Luke Skywalker for The Last Jedi or whatever.
But I guarantee you now that everybody will be scouring the next crawl.
Yeah, of course they will.
To find two or three words, that's what the title will be.
Yeah. Just the question mark. That's my
just plan. Force Awakens, The Last Jedi?
Yeah. Well, you don't know, because we've been questioning it.
Episode 9. Question mark. That might work.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, dear. Yeah,
The Last Jedi. Yeah.
The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've questioned it. So there we are. That's my little roundup for this week.
That was very good, mate. Very good indeed. Good work. Well, if you want to let us know what you think about the stories that that Neil has collated this week, please leave us a comment in the comments box below, and come and like the video and come and subscribe. It'll be up there somewhere. Just click on that link up there and come and subscribe to our channel.
Yeah, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Also, we are on Patreon. We are asking you to come and join the Pancast clan for as little as $1 a month.
Buy that for a dollar.
Not a lot to ask, but please do. There's loads of rewards on offer if you just go to patreon.com/Pancast.
Indeed, and I will give you $1 a month if you come and take my cold away from me and have it yourself.
That's big ass.
And you can come and search and sort out all the things that we do. Look at our podcasts and our other shows on YouTube at pancast.co.uk on the internet.
Interwebs.
There you go. I'd also let you know that this actual show is also available as a podcast on iTunes. So just search iTunes.
Just go to iTunes.
That's it. Put in Pancast and you'll see all the different podcasts that we've done over the last nearly 4 years.
Yeah. Going on a bit now, aren't we?
Yeah, you are going on a bit. I'm going on a bit. Let's go.
Let's go.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
We'll see you all again next week for another edition of That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.
So may the Force be with you all. Ways. Question mark?
This podcast is sponsored by Stoney's Bar and Grill, Siren Sister. Telephone 01285 642 006. This podcast is also sponsored by the Fryer Tuck Fish and Chip Shop, Siren Sister. Telephone 01285 654 263 or visit www.thefryertuck.co.uk.